Welcome to today's deep dive. We have a really fascinating stack of sources today.
Yeah, we really do. It's a great one.
Right. It's centered around this company called Tailwag Reviews.
Mm.
And our mission for this deep dive is to explore how their foundational philosophy is just completely upending traditional concepts of marketing.
Marketing, reputation.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, how a business actually grows. But before we get into the mechanics of what they're building, I want you to imagine a specific scenario.
Okay, I'm ready.
Imagine for a second that you are a stage actor.
Right.
You're standing under the hot lights. You've memorized every single line, and you're just pouring your absolute soul into a performance.
Like totally in the zone.
Yes, totally in the zone. There are tears in your eyes.
Mm.
You hit the final, you know, emotional crescendo of the play, and then the lights fade to black. And
the crowd goes wild.
No.
Yeah.
Silence.
Oh,
dead silence.
Oh, wow.
The lights come back up, and you look out into the seats, and the theater is completely empty.
That is, wow, that's incredibly bleak.
Right. You just delivered this absolute masterpiece, something that could have moved people to tears, but there was absolutely no one there to witness it. It just vanished into the ether.
It's a really haunting image because all that immense value, you know, yeah. All that effort and the emotional weight of the performance, it just evaporates into the atmosphere the second it happens.
Exactly.
And it's just because there was no mechanism to capture it.
And that evaporation of value is it's the core problem that Tailwag Reviews set out to solve.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's unpack this. Because on the surface, if you just glance at their website, they build software for dog groomers.
Right. Which sounds pretty straightforward.
Right. But when you dive into their foundational literature, which is what we're doing today, you quickly realize this isn't it's not a standard software manual.
No, not at all.
Or a typical SaaS sales pitch. It reads much more like this profound philosophical meditation on the concept of recognition itself. Yeah, it's really striking. They're taking this radically different approach where the ethos isn't about, you know, shouting to the world to tell them how great your business is.
Right.
It's entirely about capturing those empty theater performances that are already happening quietly in a business every single day.
Every single day, yeah.
Which makes it a total masterclass in authenticity. I mean, we hear that word thrown around constantly in business circles.
All the time. Authenticity, genuine connection, organic reach. It's buzzword city.
Exactly. But this material actually defines what that looks like in practical, you know, mechanical terms. So for you listening right now, whether you're running a business, leading a team, or just fascinated by human behavior.
And how we signal trust to one another.
Right, how we signal trust. This approach offers a complete paradigm shift. We are going to dissect what happens when you shift your ultimate goal from manufacturing a story to simply revealing a story that already exists.
Yeah, so to really grasp why this company exists, we kind of have to ground this in the specific everyday reality of a dog groomer.
Yeah, let's look at the actual day-to-day.
The literature paints these incredibly vivid, really fleeting moments that happen in the back room of a salon. We're talking about, say, a highly anxious, frightened rescue dog.
Poor thing, yeah.
Right, and slowly becoming calm under the hands of a patient groomer. Or, you know, a neglected, severely matted coat being painstakingly transformed into something beautiful.
It takes so much work.
So much work. Or even a first-time puppy learning that it's safe to trust an unfamiliar human with scissors near its face.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And ultimately, it's about an owner walking in and their face just completely lighting up when they see their pet.
What's fascinating here is that those are profound emotional shifts. That isn't just a basic transaction.
No, not at all.
That is a fundamental transfer of trust. A business is quietly earning its reputation through those very specific actions.
Earning it physically in the real world.
Exactly. But the central tragedy identified in the material is that the vast majority of those moments just, they disappear instantly.
Poof. Gone.
Gone.
Mm.
And crucially, the argument here is not that they disappear because they lack value.
Right.
They disappear simply because the business lacks a net to catch them. No one stopped to recognize them in a permanent way.
Yeah, the value is undeniably being generated. I mean, the groomer is performing that masterpiece, to borrow our earlier image.
The empty theater, right.
Right. Getting a terrified dog to calm down takes immense patience, specialized skill, deep empathy. That is real, tangible value being injected into the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's functionally invisible to anyone outside that room. If the dog's owner isn't standing right there at the grooming table observing the struggle and the resolution, that moment of earned trust is just, it's gone forever.
It's like generating electricity without a battery.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Right. The energy was created, the hard work was done, but if you don't have a way to store it, it just dissipates instantly into the atmosphere.
That is a perfect way to describe it.
And that invisible tether of trust is the core vulnerability for almost any service-based business. You spend, what, 10 hours a day doing excellent, emotionally draining work, solving complex problems, caring for clients.
Exhausting work, yeah.
Totally exhausting. But trust is an internal state. If there's no frictionless mechanism to pull that internal trust out into the public square, it remains this heavily guarded secret between the practitioner and that single client.
Right, the business might have earned a phenomenal reputation in reality, but they remain a ghost online.
A total ghost.
Which naturally leads to the problem of marketing. Because if all this incredible value is happening in the shadows, a business has to bring it into the light to survive.
They have to, yeah.
But how do you do that without it feeling gross or heavily manufactured? Because let's be honest, modern marketing often feels incredibly artificial.
Oh, it really does.
We are bombarded with brands telling us how much they care.
Right, and Tail Lag Reviews draws a very hard line in the sand regarding traditional marketing. They completely reject the Madison Avenue approach of inventing a narrative.
Yeah, they are very firm on that.
Their literature is adamant that they did not begin with a new marketing idea, and they explicitly want nothing to do with a story that is invented by advertising or written by clever marketing.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second because this is where the philosophy rubs up against reality for me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Isn't all marketing, even the stuff they are advocating for, essentially just clever curation? I mean, we've been taught for decades that you have to craft a brand narrative to stand out.
Right, the whole brand story thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even if a business is just revealing their work, they are still cherry-picking the best photos and the five-star reviews to put online, right?
Right.
They aren't posting the blurry photos or the grumpy customers.
True.
So how is that not just a sneakier, more modern form of manufacturing a narrative?
That is the critical distinction, actually. And it really comes down to the difference between curating reality and fabricating reality.
Okay.
Think of it like the difference between a documentary film and a blockbuster movie.
Okay, I'm with you.
A documentary director still edits, they still leave hours of footage on the cutting room floor to present a compelling narrative, but they are selecting from things that actually happen.
They're working with reality.
Exactly, they are curating the truth. Traditional marketing, on the other hand, the blockbuster movie, requires you to hire a screenwriter to invent a script, build fake sets, and hire actors to pretend to feel something.
Ah, okay. So the cognitive load on the consumer is totally different.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we're living in an era of unprecedented information overload.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
And consumers have developed a highly sensitive, almost subconscious radar for fabrication. When a billboard says, "We care about your pets," your brain immediately registers that as a claim.
Right. It's just words.
It's a statement requiring verification. It triggers your defense mechanisms because you know a copywriter was paid to write it.
Yeah, I definitely feel that skepticism.
But when you see a genuine photograph of a previously terrified dog leaning comfortably against a groomer, you don't register that as a claim. You register it as evidence.
Because it bypasses the BS radar completely.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking at the raw data of the interaction.
Exactly.
You aren't asking the consumer to suspend their disbelief and trust a corporate slogan. You are just presenting undeniable proof of a story that is already being lived one appointment at a time.
It's powerful stuff.
It really is. You don't have to hire a branding agency to figure out what your core values are. Your core values are physically manifesting on the grooming table every Tuesday morning.
And that is a massive relief for the small business owner. I mean, it completely removes the pressure of having to perform a fake persona online.
But, this creates a massive engineering problem.
I see.
Well, Tail Wag Reviews is, at the end of the day, a software company, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to wax poetic about revealing rather than creating in a manifesto.
Sure.
But practically speaking, how do you code a platform that actively stops users from painting a fake picture and forces them to just hold up a mirror to reality?
Well, you do it through immense restraint in product design.
Restraint, okay.
Yeah. The software industry is obsessed with generative features right now, right? AI writing your emails, filters altering your photos, automation faking human interaction.
Yeah, everywhere.
This company goes in the exact opposite direction. Let's look at the three primary tools they discuss in the source text, starting with the before and after photo maker.
Right. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The literature notes that this tool doesn't create a transformation, it reveals one. Mechanically, how is this different from any other photo app?
Mechanically, it forces a specific visual framing. It's not providing generative fill or beauty filters to make the dog look unnaturally perfect.
No Instagram filters for the poodle.
Exactly, no filters. The groomers already did the manual labor of untangling the matted fur and bathing the dog. The software simply provides a highly structured side-by-side template.
Okay.
By placing the before state immediately adjacent to the after state, it forces the viewer's brain to calculate the delta, you know, the massive gap between how the dog arrived and how it left.
Wow, yeah.
It's a framing device that holds the reality up to the light, ensuring the contrast is just impossible to ignore.
So it's focusing the audience's attention on the work that was already done, rather than artificially enhancing the work.
Precisely.
That makes a lot of sense. Then there is the review request feature. This one fascinated me because of how they describe the psychology behind it.
Oh, this one is brilliant.
They say it doesn't manufacture appreciation. It simply invites people to express what they already feel.
Think about the mechanics of human behavior here for a second. How many times have you received incredible service at a restaurant or maybe from a mechanic, felt a genuine swell of gratitude, and then just walked to your car and went home?
I do that all the time. Literally all the time.
Right. You didn't lack appreciation.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I'll mentally promise myself, you know, I'm going to leave a glowing Yelp review. But by the time I get home, I have to make dinner. The kids are screaming and the moment is gone.
Exactly.
It's not malice. It's just the friction of daily life.
And that friction is exactly what kills the public reputation of a business. To leave a review organically, a customer has to remember to do it, open an app, search for the business, navigate to the review section, and then type it out.
That's a lot of steps.
That is a high cognitive load. The review request tool mechanically removes that load. It intercepts the client via a targeted text or email at the precise peak of their emotional high.
Right after they pick up their clean, happy dog.
Yes. It provides a direct one-click bridge between their internal private gratitude and a public expression of it. It isn't begging for stars. It is simply removing the barriers to truth.
Wow. So the software isn't creating the gratitude. It's just laying down paved road over a dirt path so the gratitude can travel faster.
That's a great metaphor. Yeah.
And then we get to the third feature, which they call the heartbeat.
Right. The heartbeat.
The literature claims that the heartbeat doesn't create the life of the business. It helps the owner recognize the life that is already there.
Yeah.
What does that actually look like for a business owner on, say, a random Tuesday?
Well, mechanically, the heartbeat acts as an aggregation engine and a dashboard. Small business owners operate in a state of chronic stress.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about overhead, payroll, equipment breaking down. They get serious tunnel vision.
Understandably so.
Definitely. The heartbeat mechanism actively pulls in every single positive data point. A newly posted 5-star review, a client sharing a before and after photo on social media, a recurring appointment being booked, and it aggregates it all into a centralized feed.
Okay, I see. So it intercepts the owner's anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of opening their laptop to a barrage of unpaid invoices and complaints, the first thing they see is a concentrated feed of the actual emotional impact they're having on their community.
Exactly.
It's a mirror reflecting their own value back to them, which they're usually just too busy and stressed to see.
It really requires incredible discipline from the developers to build tools this way. The whole philosophy here is that technology should only exist to capture the echo of the human connection that already took place in the physical room.
Okay, let's ground this in hard business logic, though.
Sure.
Because a dog groomer isn't running a charity. They have rent, expensive equipment, water bills, insurance to pay.
It's a tough business.
Right. So if a business abandons aggressive lead generation and just quietly relies on a software mirror to reveal their existing work, does this actually drive sustainable revenue? The modern business environment is pretty brutal.
This raises an important question, and the material actually tackles this skepticism head on. They ask outright if the business will grow using this philosophy, and they affirm that it will.
Okay, but how?
Well, they introduce a fascinating pivot regarding metrics. They state that business growth isn't the heart of what they are doing. Instead, they redefine success by measuring the number of clients who actively recognize and appreciate the care they receive.
I mean, that sounds beautiful and poetic, but how does shifting the metric from customer acquisition to customer appreciation, actually pay the rent.
Mm.
We are so conditioned to measure success by cost per lead, click-through rates, top-of-funnel volume.
It pays the rent by drastically altering customer lifetime value and reducing customer acquisition cost.
Oh, okay. The math.
The math.
Yeah.
The traditional marketing treadmill is exhausting and it is incredibly expensive. You pay Google or Facebook constantly just to get a stranger through the door.
Right.
But Tailwag Reviews is arguing that administrative data points, you know, or a returning visit, a positive reply to a text, a left review, are not just clerical records. They are physical manifestations of trust.
So a returning client isn't just a unit of recurring revenue. They are a human being physically demonstrating that they trust you with something they deeply love.
Yes. And when you build a system that captures those expressions of trust, the photos, the reviews, the replies, and you hold them up for the public to see, you create an incredibly powerful organic magnet.
Because people trust other people.
Exactly. Prospective clients don't want to be sold to. They want to feel safe. Seeing a dense, undeniable record of other human beings expressing genuine gratitude is infinitely more persuasive than a paid advertisement.
It's proof.
Your existing client's appreciation becomes your acquisition engine. You get off the paid advertising treadmill entirely because growth becomes the natural, unavoidable byproduct of verifiable authenticity.
It completely flips the script on entrepreneurial burnout.
It really does.
If you view every day as a desperate hunt for new leads using fabricated personas, you will eventually exhaust yourself.
100%.
But if your only job is to do excellent work with the dog in front of you, and let a system automatically capture the echo of that work, your daily routine becomes deeply validating.
Validating, yes.
Every review or shared photo becomes, as they put it, another opportunity for someone to see what has been true all along.
And that is the ultimate takeaway from this entire philosophy. The truth of your hard work, the skill you bring to your craft, the care you put into your clients, that value is already real.
It's already there.
It exists in the physical world. The only tragedy is when it remains trapped in the empty theater. Recognition changes everything, not because it alters the underlying truth, but because it finally allows the audience to see it.
So what does this all mean? While we've spent this time analyzing a tool built for dog groomers, the implications extend far beyond a single industry.
Which is exactly what I want you to consider as we wrap up today. We've explored how a software company can mechanically engineer recognition for a small business, but how does this philosophy map onto your own life?
That's a great question.
Look at your daily routines, your career, your family dynamics, or how you lead your team. What invisible moments of immense value are you generating every single day? What problems are you quietly solving for the people around you? Are those moments evaporating simply because you don't have a mechanism in place to recognize them?
Just vanishing into the ether.
Exactly. So instead of feeling the pressure to invent a new polished story about yourself for LinkedIn or constantly trying to aggressively market your own worth, ask yourself, how could you build your own internal heartbeat mechanism?
Oh, love that.
How can you create a system, whether it's a daily habit, a communication style, or a team ritual that stops trying to paint a new reality and simply holds up a mirror to the undeniable value you are already providing?
Stop worrying about writing a better script and just focus on turning on the lights so the audience can see the masterpiece that is already happening. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.